It all began one afternoon last November when he checked on some of his hives in Florida.
When I pulled into a bee yard in Florida, there was 400 hives of bees. 3 weeks before that, looked great. And all of a sudden, here we got roughly 400 beehives that are totally empty.
The bees were all gone.
They're gone.
I mean, where'd they go?
Don't know. I mean, I literally got down and crawled around. I mean, seriously, I got down on my hands and knees and crawled around. And then there's no dead bees. There are no dead bees anywhere. I mean, you can't find any bees. They flew off someplace.
And never came back.
Never came home.
Had you ever seen that before?
No.
What, you're telling me that these people that dumped this AIDS-tainted blood in foreign countries,
yeah,
who killed children, have not been taken to task in the United States?
It's worse than that. The U.S. government allowed it to happen. The FDA allowed this to happen. And now the government's completely looking the other way. Thousands of innocent hemophiliacs have died from the AIDS virus. And not only they're dying, their family members are dying because they're becoming infected with the disease. This company knew absolutely that they had a problem with the product. They knew that it was infected with AIDS. They dumped it because they wanted to turn this disaster into a profit.
A massive earthquake rocked Western China on Monday, devastating the region. The death toll is expected to be substantial, perhaps into the tens of thousands when the full extent of the damage is finally known. And as I mentioned earlier, Monday's earthquake in Western China was the 25th significant earthquake this year. It's only May. In 2003, the USGS listed more than 70 significant earthquakes, more than the total number for the 70s, 80s, or the 90s.
Everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip. For at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. It's a centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality.
Incredibly shrinking dollar. The dollar falling again against the euro today after that weak new home sales number. In fact, in the last year, the dollar's dropped 10% against the euro. The euro now costs about $1.41. And it's not just the euro. Last week, the dollar hit a three-decade low against the Canadian dollar. This morning, the greenback hit a record low against a basket of six major currencies. As tracked by the New York Board of Trade, we're talking about the dollar index.
How are you going to protect the dollar? If you don't have the dollar maintaining its value, no matter where you put the money, you're not going to have any value. That's where the crisis is coming. You're going to go up with all these cost of living increases that you'll never keep up with the cost of living because the dollar is going down, the cost of living is going up. Our dollar today is worth 4 cents compared to the dollar of 1913 when the Federal Reserve took charge of it. And if you don't deal with the dollar, there will be no retirement for anybody. We're going to have chaos.
I got about 30 seconds or so, but I want to get your take on how much lower you think the markets can go right now.
We think that the markets can decline 50 or 60%. We hate to say something so somber, but this is not the time to be optimistic or pessimistic. It's the time to be realistic. Our whole system has been built on credit expansion. We have to grow credit year over year in order to keep the economy growing. The economy is not going to grow. It's going to suffer recession, and once it enters recession, it's going to cascade on itself.
But what counts is not how many dollars we have, but what those dollars are worth and what we can buy with them. And the dollar is becoming less valuable every day. And based on our economy, our huge current account, our huge trade deficits, our lack of domestic manufacturing, our lack of domestic savings, there's only one thing the dollar can do, and that's go down.
In 2005, an arrangement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States was made. This arrangement, unannounced to the public, unregulated by Congress, merges the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one entity, erasing all borders. It's called the North American Union. You might want to ask yourself why you've never heard of this. In fact, there is only one mainstream reporter who's actually heard of and has had the courage to cover this issue.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
It's a deal that few have even heard of.
It's being done again by very few people at the very top on behalf of the investment class, but the working class of people, political officials across our country from communities, from cities and so forth, they don't know anything about this.
This isn't some trade agreement. It is a total removal of sovereignty from these countries, which will also result in a completely new currency called the Amero.
Apart from that, I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the Amero. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about that I think is going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. The Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso replaced by the Amero.
By default of this agreement, the American Constitution will eventually be obsolete. You would think that a situation like this would be on the cover of every major newspaper. That is until you realize that the people who are behind this movement are the same people behind the mainstream media, and you are not told what you're not supposed to know. The North American Union is the same concept as the European Union, the African Union, and the soon-to-be Asian Union, and the same people are behind all of them. And when the time is right, the North American Union, the European Union, the African Union, and the Asian Union will be merged together, forming the final stages of a plan these men have been working on for over 60 years. A one world.
But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. In the last days, mockers will come with their mockings, following after their own lust and saying, where is the sign of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue just as they were from the beginning of creation. But the day of the Lord will come, Peter said, as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burned up. Let me tell you why Jesus has not come yet. Let me tell you why he's so patient. It's the same reason that he's not judged America yet. It's the same reason the stock market has not collapsed as yet, as I preach today. Because he is merciful. He's long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish.